Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Supporters of Donald Trump gathering inside the Capital One Arena for the inaugural parade. The events moved indoors due to the cold. Also in attendance, family members of some of the hostages still waiting to be released from Gaza. Giving credit to Trump in the final round of negotiations, they say, with the Biden administration to secure a ceasefire deal. Earlier, after being sworn in, President Trump in his first speech vowed to usher in a new golden age.
My message to Americans today is that it is time for us to once again act with courage, vigor, and the vitality of history's greatest civilization.
The president also pledged to reverse the Biden administration's executive orders and vowed to sign off on pardons for the January 6 defendants and those convicted in the attacks on the Capitol. Former President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden departed Washington in a military helicopter and told staffers to stay engaged. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A 19-year-old Menasha man was arrested for setting fire to the office space of U.S. Representative Glenn Grothman in a Fond du Lac strip mall early Sunday morning. Police found the suspect near the strip mall soon after the fire was extinguished. He admitted to starting the blaze in protest of a TikTok ban that went into effect over the weekend. The fire was contained to the outside of the building, damaging the siding and an air conditioning unit. The suspect is being held in the Fond du Lac County Jail with a charge of arson being referred to the district attorney's office. Grothman was one of 360 House members who voted last year for a bill that would force TikTok's Chinese parent company to sell the app or be banned in the U.S. Ironically, the TikTok ban was suspended Sunday, with the app saying it is working with President Trump to find a solution. Brutal and dangerous cold. That's what we're experiencing right now. And meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains why we need to cover all of our exposed skin.
And today, remember to cover all exposed skin. Frostbite can happen in as little as 20 minutes in today's conditions. Frostbite symptoms can include pain, numbness, swelling, blisters, and skin discoloration. It's most common on your fingers, toes, nose, and ears. And frostbite may lead to permanent, irreversible tissue damage. A way to prevent it is to limit your time outdoors and warm your body up often if you're exposed to freezing temperatures. And if you believe that you have frostbite, go inside or seek shelter from the cold. Then, call your healthcare provider or visit the emergency room immediately to reduce your risk of tissue damage. Frostbite symptoms appear in three stages that include feeling cold, sore, and painful, which is frost nip. Then, pins and needles, which is surface frostbite. And the last, numbness, indicates a deep frostbite.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Badgers are moving up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers moved up in the national AP Top 25 thanks to a string of wins, including beating USC over the weekend. Wisconsin now ranked 18th in the nation. They'll play UCLA tomorrow night. Marquette still highly ranked, moving down from 7th to 10th in the nation after losing to Xavier over the weekend, their first loss in the Big East Conference. Head coach Shaka Smart.
Congrats to Xavier. They came in here with phenomenal force and aggressiveness. I did think our guys showed incredible character, resiliency, fight to make it one possession. Didn't get it done.
NFL Detroit Lions offensive coordinator 38-year-old Ben Johnson is headed to Chicago. He'll sign the paperwork tomorrow to become the next head coach of the Chicago Bears. The Lions were eliminated by Washington over the weekend. In Atlanta, it's Ohio State against Notre Dame tonight in the title game for the College Football National Championship. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With high temperatures barely climbing above zero and winds whipping out of the northwest, it's creating dangerous wind chills, where highs today are really feeling more like 25 below. A cold weather advisory is in effect now and switches to an extreme cold warning overnight tonight. We're to be feeling 40 below. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 2 degrees below zero.
Hi, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. When the UNCF, the United Negro College Fund, was founded 80 years ago, they hoped that they could change this nation for the better, and they have. As a proud alum of an HBCU, Morehouse College, I'm an advocate for HBCU. I support the work that UNCF does for students of color, scholarship, and internship for 50,000 deserving students each year. Visit uncf.org today, and remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Matt Nair on air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first. Wait,
have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he just drives, he's going...
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our friend Luke Mathers is in with another edition of What's Grinding His Gears, and we'll take a look at what's worse, grocery or clothes shopping. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who still likes to build a fort, Pete Schwabba.
Let's do this. Let's light it up, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Nightlight. This is a Monday night edition. It is 0 degrees outside, and we seriously need to light this up because we need warmth, folks. It is freezing. Conrad, are you wearing shorts tonight?
I'm not wearing anything.
Oh, that's too much information. That is way too much information. I'm glad there's a wall between us. It's, you know what? It's not as bad as people are saying, I don't think. Like, I really wasn't outside for any period of time today, but I did walk to the car and I was like, all right, this isn't, it's cold, but it wasn't like, I'm telling you, wind is everything when it comes to feeling really chilled. And this wasn't bad. When there's no wind and the sun's out, 0 degrees is cold, but it's tolerable. Like, tomorrow's supposed to be brutal. Schools have already closed. That's the greatest too. If you're a kid, and they've already called school like they did on Sunday for 2 days. Oh, man. That's like Christmas.
It is.
We don't get that here.
I haven't felt that relief in a long time of,
yeah,
going onto the news and being like, all right, is my school closed today? That was the best feeling when it said something closed today. The best feeling as a kid.
You know what's the worst, though? Like in Marinette, I've noticed they tend to, there have been a few days where we live and where my kids went to school in Marinette, they didn't call it. In Menominee, right across the river, called it. All the surrounding schools called it. And that just creates bitterness.
Or there's the two-hour delay as well.
Which isn't terrible.
Yeah, you can have a longer breakfast, I guess.
It's better than nothing. It's nice to know that ahead of time, too, because then you can sleep in a little bit. If you get up, you're all rare and you go at 6:30 in the morning, it's like, oh, now we got to sit around for two more hours. It's better than going to school and learning.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, good weekend. Lots of stuff going on. So many great films in the theater. I got to none of them. We took my daughter back to school, to college. So that was kind of our weekend. And I really meant to see like four movies, and I saw none. I saw the end of a couple football games, and that was about it. So I got a lot to discuss. Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them.
Really?
Well,
me too. First of all, yes. Let me just say,
I guess it's when a stadium like Lambeau has, you know, home field advantage in the cold. Yeah. I think that's still cool. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything playing in snow and stuff. So
yeah.
I'm still for it, I guess, but
I used to be like old school, like same deal in Chicago, open air stadium, spent the first part of my childhood there. The second part here, we have an open air stadium here as well. And I was all about, no, you got to be tough. You got to play outside. And that's how football. Oh, man, have I done an about face. That was stupid young me talking. Give me a dome anytime. And here's why. When you're watching, like I watched the second half of the Baltimore-Buffalo game yesterday, I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow and not optimizing their athleticism. Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, are you kidding me? I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. Talking to you, Mark Andrews.
Yeah.
But I mean, so I want the dome. And I have no desire to go to a football game anymore. The last game I went to was at Soldier Field in 2015. And I mean, it helps that your team sucks. Or it doesn't help. And that was a September game, so it wasn't bad. But I'm done. And I think it's more of an equal playing field, too, when you have a dome everywhere.
Yeah, you know, you watched that Lions game, did you?
I did. I that was the other game I watched part of, yeah.
I was just surprised about what happened. But that's a dome stadium right there.
Right.
And Jaden Daniels looked amazing.
He looked amazing, and Goff looked like the Goff that we used to know. I mean, and maybe if that was an outdoor game, well, Goff probably would have sucked too. But Jaden Daniels might not have been as effective. But they both, I mean, it's neutral. But I don't know.
Jahmyr Gibbs was crazy good that game too, yeah.
Yeah, he's great. But I don't know. It should be a good Super Bowl. I don't want Kansas City to win again. I'm so done.
I want the Bills.
Travis Kelce. And, yeah, I would love to see the Bills win. Or
Washington versus the Bills is what I want the Super Bowl to be.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of done with the Eagles, too, especially after that fan.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't want the Eagles. I don't want Washington. I don't want to hear about Jaden Daniels the entire offseason, even though we already will because he's great.
You're going to hear, oh, the Bears should have drafted Jaden Daniels instead of Caleb Williams.
Oh, I'm already hearing that.
Yeah.
I will say this. I don't think Jaden Daniels, he would not have had the year he had he on the Bears with that mess.
No.
And Caleb Williams showed, if anything, he's got a lot of metal. And he's a gritty guy. And that might have ruined some quarterbacks. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with their new coach, Ben Johnson. So the NFC North, whether or not the Bears have a winning record next year, just got a little tougher. But I don't know. It should be interesting. But that leads us, ladies and gentlemen, to our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Where do you stand on dome stadiums? Dome or open air? Yes, I'm asking you, Packer fans, Badger fans. Bears, Detroit, Minnesota, there's some fans out there. What do you guys think? Do you wish your teams played in open air? Do you like the dome? I like the dome. Conrad, you seem like you like the dome, even though you love Lambeau Field. You're conflicted.
Yeah, the only stadium I'll appreciate not being a dome is Lambeau.
Okay. And I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. It's kind of new anyway. So they might be, depending on what happens in Chicago, they might be the only open-air stadium, well, certainly in the NFC North.
Yeah, you can get that really cold weather in the NFC North. Yeah, I mean, because is that new stadium going to have a dome in Chicago?
Either way, yeah, regardless of if they build it downtown, at least, you know, who knows, but that's what I've heard. And I don't buy into the, well, we've got the advantage because most of the home players hate that weather too. And not it's not like they're all from Green Bay or Chicago or wherever. So nobody likes playing in it. But I think it gives the fans like a sense of security almost. Like, well, this is our home stadium and we like open air. But what do you think, folks? Let us know. Dome or open air stadium? What do you prefer? For selfish reasons, I like the dome. I really don't care when I'm watching at home. But I kind of do because, as I mentioned, I don't like snow on the ground. I want to see great athletes being great athletes. Not looking like the Keystone Cops or like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. So let us know. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Dome or open air? Where are you at? You can also text us on the stream if you want to watch the radio on TV. Conrad will tell you how to do that.
Yeah, so on Facebook, we're under WGBW, WISS, or Nightly with Pete Schwabba. On YouTube, it's WGBW or Civic Media. And on Twitter, it is Civic Media or WGBW.
Be part of the show, folks. It's always more fun when you guys text and let us know how you feel. You can also text on the app. It's so easy. And if you're there, give us a like or a follow. We love to get likes and follows. We're no different than anyone else on social media. Twitter was shut down for about 7 minutes over the weekend.
TikTok?
Are you?
I wish Twitter was shut down.
I do too. Although they're all the same now. I mean, they're all like,
yeah, that was,
doesn't even matter anymore.
That was really funny. It gave us the message, and then
yeah,
I think it was later that day it came back.
President Trump did it after threatening to shut it down 4 years ago. I mean, what a mess. I just think all of them are the same now. We'll see what happens with Blue Sky, but they all have these open, you don't have to censor what you say, and misinformation, all that kind of stuff. So that will be interesting. But we have a great show tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Native son, not mine, but a native son of Wisconsin, Tom Clark will be here. Very funny comedian from Milwaukee. Tom joins us at 6:35 to talk about some upcoming dates he has here in Wisconsin. He's coming back from Southern California. I don't think he was that close to the fires, but I'm sure he's still happy to get out of there and experience some good old Midwestern freezing. A nice contrast to what he's dealing with out in Southern California, I am sure. And Matt Miller will be here at 7:20. Matt is going to talk to us about awards season. And Matt has seen all the movies I meant to see this weekend. He's seen The Brutalist, Den of Thieves 2, Nosferatu, Better Man, and The Last Showgirl with Pamela Anderson. Not to be confused with Pamela Anderson's other movie she made years and years ago. This is an actual movie where she's getting really high praise. So I'm excited to talk to Matt about that. We'll talk about Oscar nominations that come out Thursday, maybe make some predictions and get Matt's take on award season so far. So great guests tonight. Both Milwaukee boys. They will be along shortly. Tom Clark at 6:35, Matt Miller at 7:20. Great to have you with us. We are broadcasting statewide from beautiful, cold downtown Green Bay where there's no wind and I can see my car. Remember last week when there was about 8 hoodlums came up and started banging on the window?
Yeah.
It looked like a fraternity. Some guys out and they just would not stop. And I tried to ignore them. And, you know, kids are such jerks nowadays. I don't know what would have happened like if I walked out there. Like if I was a kid and I was doing something stupid like that and the adult got up and started like acting like he was coming toward, we would have taken off.
Yeah.
But like I feel like kids now are smarter. They're like, what are you going to do? Hit me? Go ahead, you know? But maybe we should shut the curtains from now on. That same night, Conrad, I'm driving home and this is like the third time this has happened this winter. We've gotten snow out of nowhere. It wasn't predicted. I drove home. It took me about an extra half hour to drive home. And I was doing that thing where I was like out of wiper fluid, basically. That's pretty scary.
Yeah.
Like I'm like really cranking down on the handle and like two drops are coming out. And then you can't see anything. So then you're hoping for more snow to get the wiper going because it'll be like more like water. But I made it. I made it all the way to Marinette.
Congrats.
Thank you. And I had extra fluid in the trunk, but I wasn't going to pull over on 41.
You know, I'm glad to say I made it the 7 minutes.
That's tough. You just have to be prepared.
Yeah.
All right. Fun show tonight. Great to have you with us. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. And it breaks my heart. When it did, I fall.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by 4 generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's #1 ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista. Everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In the first week of the new session of the Wisconsin State Legislature, Republicans fast-tracked a measure that would put a question on the ballot in the upcoming spring election that would enshrine voter ID in the state constitution. Two things on this. First, it is telling that Republicans made this their very first order of business. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein responded to this, saying it's not cost of living or health care or gun violence that Republicans wanted to focus on, but a constitutional amendment. Telling, isn't it? But that leads to the second piece. Republicans are clearly doing this for politically motivated reasons. By having this on the spring election ballot, they're betting it will make it more likely that people who showed up to vote for Donald Trump in November will be heading to the polls to help elect right-wing candidate Brad Schimmel to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That election is on April 1st, so buckle up.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
So, all right, you know, one of the best parts about my weekend was just listening to podcasts and hearing about Bob Uecker. Like, those stories are still rolling in. Mike Clemens joined us Friday night, shared some really funny Uecker stories. I never had the pleasure to meet him, would have loved to. I think he's had a really unique, well, he's had a really unique life, but his career is incredible. A star of a sitcom for 5 years in a few movies, commercials, baseball announcer, also played baseball. He's had a remarkable existence in his 90 years. Was calling games up until his death, really. He finished last year, not full time, but called quite a few games last year. One of the best stories I heard over this weekend, and we're having issues getting the clip, unfortunately, but it was Al Michaels on Rich Eisen's show, and he was saying that Al Michaels said he and Uecker, were you able to at least watch the clip?
No.
Oh, you didn't even get to see it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so funny. So it's Al Michaels telling a story about him, Bob Uecker, and Howard Cosell calling a baseball game. And Howard Cosell said they might bunt here. Howard Cosell didn't know a lot about baseball, as I understand it. Iconic announcer, but apparently baseball wasn't his game. So Uecker tried to explain to Cosell on the air that this would not be a time you would bunt, and he tried to do it tactfully, but things got a little testy, and Cosell said something to the effect like, you know, Uke, you don't have to be so truculent. Do you know what truculent means? Kind of calling him out on the air. And Uecker, according to Al Michaels, without missing a beat, said, well, yeah. If you had a truck and I borrowed it, it'd be a truculent. So, Rich Eisen loses it and said without missing a beat. And Al Michaels says without missing a beat.
He's so good on the spot.
So good on the spot. That was great. Very punny and funny line from Bob Uecker. So on Wednesday, Skip Kirparis will be here. Skip is the guy who was in the booth with Bob Uecker for the Major League films, played his color commentator. And Skip is a very funny comedian. One of the first comics I saw when I set foot in a comedy club when I was like 19 in Chicago, and Skip was the headlining act, and I thought he was just hilarious. And that was the thrill of a lifetime for Skip to be in the film Major League. So we'll talk to Skip about his experience with Bob Uecker. That's on Wednesday night here at Nightlight. Tonight we have comedian Tom Clark will join us at 6:35. He's got some Wisconsin dates coming up. He is one of Milwaukee's own. And then we go to another one of Milwaukee's own. Film critic Matt Miller joins us at 7:20. So, all right, where was I going to go? So we don't have the clip, unfortunately. That's too bad. We'll have to figure out. So let's read some text, Conrad. What do you think?
I like that. Otherwise, like that? It's a great birthday today, too.
All right. Get your birthday out of the way. I know you're salivating, chomping at the bit.
Well, it's Rainn Wilson's birthday. He turns 59.
Dwight,
yeah. Yes.
He's 59?
Yeah, he's 59.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And he sadly lost his home, too, in the L.A. fires.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He showed a video of what the rooms were and what they used to be, and there's just nothing there anymore.
Wow. That's horrible.
Yeah.
So he lived in Pacific Palisades or somewhere, although the fires were bad, I guess, out a little bit further east as well. But that's horrible. So do you have a good clip?
If you want to fit this, it's about 2 minutes. We could play this where he killed Angela's cat while they're dating.
This is the great. Well, I have time to read text because we got some great text coming in on our question.
Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we do this clip later in the show then?
All right, let's keep it.
But I do got like a 13-second clip that we could play.
Let's do that. I like that one too because Dwight was always the one that said, "Question: how many people can I fire?"
Question: where can I put my terrarium?
Question: may I investigate?
Yeah.
Okay. Question:
question: what kind of bear is best?
That's a ridiculous question.
The last one was when Jim was impersonating Dwight.
So great when he showed up like dressed in Dwight attire. That he is goes, a great question. Episode. Love it. It's so funny because Dwight I thought was so funny, but I think I've said this before. I love the British Office so much, and the Dwight character's name was Gareth, and Gareth was hilarious. But this Dwight grew on me so much. Like compared to the British version of Dwight, I thought this Dwight was over the top, but he's not. He was so great, and.
One thing I loved in The Office is like every episode, you don't know what you're going to get from Dwight.
Right.
Like it's going to be something totally different from the last one.
And at times he was almost like he was an ally. And then all of a sudden he's just back to being Dwight.
Yeah.
And it was so great. And he's like Cliff Clavin from Cheers. Like you don't mind that they berate him and belittle him so much because he deserves it. He's just such a dink. All right, let's get some texts in. Our question tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is open air stadium or dome? The inspiration behind the question was, I just feel like, I don't care. I don't go to many live sporting events anymore. I like to watch them in my living room, but I feel like great athletes should play the level, the playing surface should be, it should be a level playing field. It should be neutral. Make the conditions the same for everybody. And for selfish reasons, I don't like to be cold. So when I do go to a game, I'd love to go to a dome. But anyway, that's our question tonight. Dome or open-air stadium? Let us know what you think, folks, at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. From the 262, Jim in Kenosha says, open-air, natural turf. No doubt about where Jim stands on that. I have a feeling that's where most people are going to align themselves. Tom from New Berlin says, with you, Pete, Brewers play in a dome, Packers... it's a brand, Frozen Tundra, but they could do concert in the winter, but natural grass is a better playing surface. Well, I agree with that. I love the natural grass, and it's better for the athletes as well. I don't understand the first part, Tom, though. The Brewers do play in a dome. That's the perfect scenario, really, the retractable.
Yes.
And if you've got the money. Yeah, not every team is willing to spend that kind of money, though, but it is cool that the Brewers have that. Jim from Appleton says, Lambeau will never have a dome. Well, at least for the next 15-plus years. That's true, Jim. But I could see... look, we all get soft over the years. At some point, maybe Lambeau can have a dome. You guys are proud that you don't have one now.
I doubt it. It is a brand. Frozen Tundra.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, so freeze the tundra, close the damn roof. You can get both things. John from the 740 says, very excited about the star-studded coaching staff Ben Johnson is putting together, along with our QB1, Caleb Williams. We've got a Bear fan here, Conrad. Along with our QB1, Caleb Williams, as a fellow Bears fan, I chastise you, sir, as winter games have been and always will be part of football. I mean, not really, but come on, man. There's a little something there. Don't lie. Yes, there's a mystique. I'm just saying I don't think I'd miss it. But I respect your opinion. Thank you, John, and thanks for texting. That might be the first openly Bear fan we've had on the show.
Yeah.
That has texted. So I applaud you. He says, love your show. Thanks. Have a good one, guys. Thanks so much, John. Thank you for texting and don't be a stranger. All right. We have a lot to get to. Tom Clark will be here. Very funny guy from Milwaukee, one of Wisconsin's own. This is Pete Schwab and Nightline on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Gas prices went up almost 15 cents in the last week. Melissa Kay reports.
Gas prices rose 13.3 cents during the last week. The average across the state is $2.93 today. This is 9.5 cents higher than a month ago and over 22.5 cents per gallon higher than this time last year. Oil prices have reached their highest level since July, driving the national average up. Officials at Gas Buddy say with President Trump's inauguration this week, there could be price impacts depending on the executive orders he's preparing to sign. They will be closely monitoring potential impacts with the threat of tariffs and possible retribution from Canada. Higher prices could begin in a few weeks anyway with the traditional seasonal rise, aside from what President Trump decides to do from the Oval Office.
In Appleton, gas is averaging $2.82 a gallon, and in Green Bay, the average price for a gallon of gas is $2.74. If you've ever wanted to work with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, now may be the time to apply. The DNR is holding career fairs throughout the state this month and next. There will be one in Oshkosh on January 24th from 4 till 7 p.m. See our story at WGBW.fm for links and information. As congressional Republicans push for cuts to Medicaid, a new report found that nearly a third of the children in Wisconsin's rural areas have coverage through that program. According to the report from Georgetown University's Center for Children and Families, the percentage of kids enrolled in the program in rural and urban areas is just about equal, 32% of children in rural areas and 33% of children in urban areas have coverage under Medicaid. Health officials say without the program, many rural families would be uninsured or underinsured. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Hollywood is still mourning the loss of director David Lynch. Tributes have inundated social media the last several days for the Oscar-nominated creative force behind Eraserhead, Blue Velvet, Lost Highway, The Elephant Man, and The Straight Story. Lynch's colleagues are also paying tribute. Sopranos creator David Chase says no one who creates a long-form drama on TV was not influenced by Lynch's iconic Twin Peaks. Lynch was a one-time Wisconsin resident and passed away last Thursday at the age of 78. Speaking of Lynch, actor Kyle MacLachlan says he owes his entire career to David Lynch. The director cast the now 65-year-old actor in Blue Velvet and also made him the lead actor in Twin Peaks. MacLachlan called David Lynch the most authentically alive person he's ever known. That is some serious praise. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, partly cloudy, bitter cold, a low of 15 below, wind chills to 30 below. Increasing clouds for tomorrow, a high maybe to zero. Some flurries and snow showers for Tuesday night into Wednesday, high low 20s. Currently, it's 2 below.
Hi, I'm Anthony Anderson. For the past 80 years, the United Negro College Fund has helped more than 500,000 students graduate from college and become leaders of our nation. Since its beginning in 1944, UNCF has made one truth known: a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Support UNCF as they continue supporting the dreams and hopes of 50,000 deserving students each year. Please visit uncf.org today. Happy 80th, UNCF.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jack Smith's report. Maggie, prosecutors considered charging Trump with inciting insurrection, but didn't.
There's an old saying, if you shoot at the king, don't miss. If it's someone who's really powerful or really rich, I gotta be absolutely certain I can prove every charge beyond a reasonable doubt. When it's people that don't have means, then it's I'll throw every conceivable charge at you.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, we go overtime with Maggie Dawn. Plus, when did Republicans embrace rule by executive order? We dive in with John Nichols from the Cap Times and Nation Magazine. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Uh, John tagged his text earlier from before the break. John from the 740. He capped it, put a button on the whole conversation with F domes. So making no bones about his stance regarding domes or open air stadiums. But let me know what you think, folks. That is our question for the night. And we'll jump into that after our interview with Tom Clark. And Matt Miller joins us at 720, Milwaukee Entertainment Critic. We'll talk about award shows. And Matt is up on all the movies in the theaters that I am not, so I'm excited to have Matt on the show. Right now, I'm excited to welcome my next guest. He has been on the show. He's no stranger to Nightlight and certainly no stranger to Wisconsin. This is his home state, and he is a native son of Milwaukee and certainly one of their funniest comics to ever come out of the city. Tom Clark joins me now on Nightlight. Oh, Tom, how are you?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm doing good. I was a little upset when they said F the domes. I thought they were talking about the Mitchell Park domes.
He might have been. No. He's a Bear fan, Tom. So who knows?
Oh, geez.
He
doesn't know.
Where do you stand on domes, Tom? You're an old school guy and a big Packer fan.
I mean, if you go to the Brewer games, I mean, there's nothing better than the Brewers. You know every game's going to get played.
Right.
You know that if it's 20 degrees outside, it's going to be beautiful inside. I think, dome it up. I mean, I do like football in the cold, but sometimes it's like 20 below. It's ridiculous.
You do realize what you're saying. You like a dome for when the weather's nice, but you don't like
it. I think I like a dome for baseball, and I think it makes sense because you have too many rainouts. You start the season in March in the Midwest, and it's like – but I think in football, I don't mind an undomed stadium. I think that's sort of the fun of it is the conditions. And otherwise, it just turns into like, you know, throwing the football as far as you can and running up the score. I think there's something to be said for cold weather games.
Interesting. All right. And you played the game near Green Bay. Didn't you play for St. Norbert's? All right.
I played at St. Norbert College. I played outside linebacker.
Wow.
I used to wear Brian Noble's cleats because the Packers would donate their equipment, and I had his cleats.
Oh, wow. That must have been kind of cool. Did it inspire you?
Didn't help me.
Did you get athlete's foot?
Whatever disease Brian Noble had on his feet, I got it now.
But you were honored, though, because it came from Brian Noble, a professional baller.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's when we had linebackers. We had some great linebackers back then.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. It's good to have you here, Tom. Are you in Wisconsin right now, or are you still in SoCal?
I'm still in Southern California. I'm still out here till Thursday.
Okay. And how are you doing? I know you guys live out a little ways. No danger of the fires reaching that where you guys are, or what's the story there?
Well, we live a little outside of LA. So we're when the fires broke out, there was something called the Kenneth Fire, and then there was the Palisades Fire. So you can see both those fires coming over the mountain where we are. We're sort of near Malibu.
Okay.
And it was very scary. And my dad is out here. My dad moved out to California
right,
2 years ago.
90? So I had to evacuate. Is he 90 or 95?
He's 98.
98? Oh my gosh. Okay. Wow.
So I had to evacuate him, and I'm like, I don't know. I do this on stage, but I said, like, you know, I was like, my dad's been through the Great Depression, World War II. He fought in World War II.
Wow.
And then I have to tell him, hey, Dad, we have to evacuate. It's windy. Okay. Fought in World War II. He's like, it's windy out. I think I'll be fine.
That is a total comedian's take. No, he could burn, Tom. That's funny. Oh, that's great. Well, that's fantastic to have your dad out there, I'm sure. And you know, he was a Milwaukee guy his whole life, right? So this must be kind of fun for him. Recharge his battery a little bit?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He and I last, in June of last year, we went to the Brewer game. I hit up, what's his name? Tim. He's one of the Brewer broadcasters. I should remember his name. But I hit him up on Twitter about bringing my dad to the game, and he got us in. We got to go on the field, the Angels Stadium field, and watch the Brewers do batting practice. And he got to meet Pat Murphy and Christian Yelich and Sal Frelick. And everyone was so nice. And I can't remember the guy's name. He was a former pitcher. Tim was his name. And
Conrad, you know who that is? No? Okay. We can probably.
He does the Brewer broadcast. But anyways, but it was so incredible. So I got to take my dad there, and he was kind of blown away. So if you go to my Instagram, you can see a bunch of pictures of my dad with all the Brewers and stuff. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I love it. He's enjoying his time. He's really, I think there's something to be said for being close to, you know, your family and stuff like that. Really kind of extends your life. And he loves it where he's at. He's right up the street from where we are at one of those, what are they called? Elder care homes, type places. Yeah.
Where it's probably 105 degrees, even though you're in SoCal, Southern California. They keep it nice and toasty.
He's always got a jacket on. Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty neat. Did you guys go to the old County Stadium when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah. I grew up right on Blue Mound Road, 49th and Blue Mound. Yeah. So we were right down the street from Ray Jackson's, where Bob Uecker used to hang out. And in 82, when they made the World Series, my dad submitted they did like a lottery on the tickets, and he won. So we went to all the playoff games. I got to be at game five of the playoffs against the Angels. And we ran on the field and all that stuff. I ran on the field. I was like 10 years old, I think, at the time. So I'm trying to get over the fence, and this guy behind me, this is how polite Milwaukee people are. This guy behind me goes, "Kid, if you don't hurry up, we're going to trample you."
And you were just happy to have some warning.
Right. You wouldn't do that in New York or California.
He's going to kill you. Oh, that's very funny. I have such great memories of my mom's family. My parents met at Marquette, and my mom's family, the Murphys, migrated to Milwaukee when she was shortly before she was in college. And they lived in Janesville for a while too. But they used to, my Uncle Pat Murphy used to organize these fun tailgates. And it was my first experience, like where I grew up in Chicago, my mom would put us on the bus and take us to Wrigley, but there's no tailgating, or you just went into the stadium and nobody was there in the late 70s anyway. But the Brewers, it was like such a different vibe. Like there were people playing catch in the parking lot and eating bratwursts and burgers. And it was just like nothing I had ever seen. Do they still do that at the new stadium?
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's still a huge thing. I think they kind of limit it because people used to like make a night of it. You know, they'd stay there all night, all day. I used to stay, we lived right by the stadium. So we used to park cars in our driveway. That was like how made extra money, much to my parents' chagrin.
Yeah.
But we'd park six or seven cars in our driveway.
Oh, that's great.
Park them on the grass and, you know, make some dough.
Are you, Tom, I don't know if you've been following the weather here today in downtown Green Bay. It's a balmy zero, right on the nose. It's 0 degrees. And I remember when we moved back here from LA, my son was 11 and he's in the car on his first day to school in Marinette. And he goes, he's all bundled up in a snowsuit. And a week earlier, he was complaining about 45 degree weather in the morning in LA. And he says to me, "Dad, what is the temperature outside?" Look at the thermometer, and it just says 1.
So, I know.
It's so brutal.
And back then you would look, I had a paper route in Milwaukee, and I would, if I was like 1 degree, I was like, oh, it's not too bad, 1 degree. Right. I'd be like, at least it's not 20 below zero. It's like, that's why nothing phases me in LA with the weather or anything.
Yeah.
Cause I'm just like, I saw horrible things in Wisconsin with the weather. So,
and you probably didn't know how bad it was until you were in LA for years. Cause that's how I was. I was like, I'd come back my first winter and I'm like, well, this isn't so bad. I miss winter kind of. And by year three, I was like, God, if I never go back, people can come out here and see us. You turn into a wimp pretty quickly, or at least I did.
Oh yeah. No, I'm a total weather wimp. And I looked at the weather coming up and I was like, oh, okay, we're getting into Milwaukee when it's 14 degrees. I was like, that's not bad. Because I saw that it's all below zero up until Thursday.
Crazy. I know. All right. So you got a couple dates coming up. My guest is Tom Clark, by the way. He's a Milwaukee comedian. He's been out in LA for years, but he is truly one of the funniest people ever to come out of Milwaukee. And one of my favorites. It's great to have you here tonight, Tom. Tell us about these dates. You come back every year for a date in Milwaukee, correct?
Yeah, I try to make it home when I can, and I do my own little show. It's at a bar right up the street from where I grew up. It's called Rounding Third on 63rd and Blue Mound. And it used to be the Blue Mound Inn. Now it's Rounding Third. And they give me the back room, and I just sell tickets and get people out. And we're almost sold out. I only have about less than 10 tickets left. So if anyone wants to come out.
Okay.
But yeah, it's always a fun show. And I have my friend Johnny Beaner, who I think you know. I think he's doing
Love Johnny.
A show for you.
Yeah, he is.
And he's going to be featuring for me on the show. And obviously my wife, Steph.
Yeah.
And then, Stan Dabrowski, a local guy. It's going to be a lot of fun. And all my friends come out, and I don't know. I gotta dazzle them.
Impress them. There's a little pressure there, right? You're going back to your old neighborhood. I mean.
Yeah. I feel like people want to hear stories about them. They want to hear about stories about us, like how we grew up, or they want to hear about, I have college friends there. I have high school friends there. I have grade school friends. So I try to tie in a little bit of that. I thought about maybe I have some improv friends showing up. I thought about maybe doing a day in the life of my first day as a stand-up comedian, my first night, and doing a live improv of that.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, we'll see if I have the guts to do it, but I might.
Do you work Milwaukee at other times throughout the year? Do you work any of the clubs there, Tom?
I used to do the Comedy Cafe usually. Yeah. I used to come back a lot more because my parents were still there. And once my dad moved out here, it kind of was a little more difficult. And, I mainly went out to see him and to spend a week or so with him. But now it's like, I'd rather be here. And, my dad's here. So,
yeah.
I try to keep it to about once a year.
Nice. So if people wanted tickets, is it, what did you say? It's the second, February 2nd.
Oh, no. It's this weekend, Friday night.
Colin, let's change that. I think we have the wrong graphic up there with the dates. Oh. So where would they get tickets, Tom, for this weekend?
You can go to tomclark.com for the Milwaukee tickets. And then I believe the UW Green Bay Marinette campus is where the show is on Saturday.
Okay.
So that's a fundraiser show for St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic School.
So they're doing it at the Theater on the Bay, though, out where the university used to be before they closed. That's interesting. They used to do it in the gym, but now they have an actual theater. That should be a nice gig.
Yeah, it looks beautiful. Yeah, I didn't notice that the dates were wrong on there. But yeah, it's this Friday in Milwaukee at Rounding Third and then Saturday in Marinette.
Okay, so that'll be fun. You have this great theater, Tom. My daughter did, and my son to a lesser degree, did theater there all since we moved back. And that's a great children's theater. Recently renovated. It's a great space. I'm sure you're going to crush. And that sounds really fun. When we come back, I'm going to ask Tom about, maybe we can take a trip down memory lane, Tom, to last year when you did a fundraiser, the same one Johnny Beaner is doing on February 1st.
Okay. And then, for sure.
I have some more stand-up questions for you, and maybe we can even jump into a little Bob Uecker before we let you go. We will be right back with more with the very funny Tom Clark. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network.
By the sky and silver sky.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show. In the market for a home loan? It's time to meet Kristen Ambos, the top 1% of loan originators in the U.S. and the number one female loan officer in Wisconsin for 2 years running. With over 20 years experience, Kristen and Point Mortgage Corporation are here to serve all of your lending needs, from conventional to FHA, USDA, and VA loans. Plus, with their rate match guarantee, if they can't beat your pre-approved rate, they'll pay you $500. Call Kristen Ambos today at 920-606-1156 and let her and Point Mortgage make your homeownership dreams come true.
Here's to a Wisconsin winter you will always remember. To playing outdoors in a winter wonderland. Here's to cozying up around the fire and holding someone close. And to staying downtown, where the food scene makes your heart sing. And to celebrating moments frozen in time. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your winter getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
yes,
can you
yes.
tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
Landon Jones, his commercial is a semifinalist for Doritos and could air during the Super Bowl.
I was sitting on the couch, I was eating some Doritos, I just had one in my hand, I was looking at it. Well, what if my hand got bigger? And then I was like, okay, well, what would happen if I ate it? Okay, the head would get bigger. And then, you know, I kind of went down the rabbit hole.
Funny. I wonder if it would work there.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning, 6 till 9 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW.
Tom from New Berlin, that's in the 414, says, Hyena R.E.M. song. Or Hyena R.E.M., great song. Is that what that song's called?
I thought it was Fallen.
I thought it was too, and I've been listening to that song for 35 years, but every once in a while somebody points out how stupid I am. Thanks, Tom. I don't know. Maybe that's Conrad, let's Google that. Take a memo. We've got to get to the bottom of this. My guest is Tom Clark. If you have the means and the availability, check him out at Rounding Third this weekend. You can get tickets. There's a few left at TomClark.com right there in the shadows of I can never remember. It's American Family Field, right? Now it's changed.
Yeah, call it Miller Park.
Miller Park.
All those corporate giants.
I would still call it County Stadium if I could. That was when it had all the charm, right? Tom is coming back to Wisconsin. He's from Wisconsin. So it's funny, you mentioned Johnny Beaner, who you introduced me to, and he's been a guest on the show several times. And Johnny, last year you did local youth football fundraiser in Marinette last year with your really funny wife, Steph. And I just realized she was with you last year at this time when you were on. I should have invited her to come on too, but we'll do her on a separate time. She's very funny though. Is it fun? Do you guys like to travel together? Do you ever get sick of each other or wish you weren't married to comedians? How does that work, Tom?
Wish you weren't married. I think it's great. It's really helpful that we both kind of know what we go through as far as booking dates and stuff. You know, sometimes it's tougher for her as far as like sort of being lumped in of like they book me and then they assume they book her as well, so that can be a little bit frustrating on her end, but overall, you know, it's nice. I love being able to travel with her and go places, and she's such a hard worker as far as, you know, not only as a comic but just helping us find gigs that we can both do together. It's there's really no real drawbacks. And plus we have a dog that we bring with us on the road. So one of us gets to watch the dog when the other's on stage.
Oh, fantastic. You guys are a nice 1-2 punch. I was surprised at how well you complimented each other, your acts. Like, you're different enough. But she set the table very well for you too. It was a great show. And it was great to have you there. Tim Cavanaugh last year did the fundraiser at my old high school, which you're doing this year. Mm-hmm. And like 10 years ago, 12 years ago, whatever it was, I brought Tim up there donated my salary to my ex-high school, Tom.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Didn't get credit for it in the mailer they send out every year. Oversight. Big deal. Who cares? I know that you don't do it for the Hosanna, whatever. You just do it to be a good guy. But then they booked him and didn't call me. So,
oh my God.
And now I feel like they're like bird dogging me to find out who the funny comics are and avoiding ways to talk to me. It's not like I was one of their, I mean, listen, I was a bench warmer in high school. I don't expect any kind of special treatment, but you're going to crush, man. That's a great venue and Catholics love to laugh. So I think you'll do really well. So we'll have to get together. I'll have to pop out and say hello when you're there. I always love when comics come to Marinette.
Yeah. I'd love to hang out. I love coming up there and, you know, it's where we probably stop in Green Bay on our way up. It's always nice coming back home.
Where, aside from Milwaukee, Tom, what are your favorite areas? Do you have other clubs in Wisconsin you like to work?
I mean, I like everywhere. I mean, I go to the Dells a lot. I do this place called the Crystal Grand. My buddy Michael Alexander has a big theater in the Dells. And we love going there. I did a show. I opened for Louis Anderson there.
Oh, wow.
Probably 4 or 5 years ago. And that was obviously, you know, he's one of my heroes.
Great show.
Yeah. So great work. And then recently I did it and they had me headline it and, you know, we drew like 600-700 people and, you know, in that size theater, it's just so incredible.
Oh, fun. When
you're having fun up there. So yeah, I love that. I love, you know, Madison is always great. I wish I could get there more, but I don't really do the club there at all.
Yeah.
You know, I love any part of Wisconsin. If you book me, I love it.
Are the audiences different here? I remember not much from when I did stand up, but I do remember going to different parts of the country and the crowds were different or they picked up on different idiosyncrasies or whatever. How are Wisconsin's different, if at all, from other places?
I mean, my wife, Steph probably noticed it more where they're a little bit looser in Wisconsin. They're a little bit more like, let's have fun. They're a little drunker and just a little more. They're just a little more loosey goosey. Sometimes in California, it can be a little uptight. You kind of got to watch what you say a little bit more. Wisconsin is always just sort of you let it fly and they're pretty good about it. So and you can be a little bit dirty and they're not going to cringe or draw, you know, not that I'm not going to, I won't be dirty Saturday, but you can be a little bit naughty and they like that.
That's good. Are there topics you stay away from in terms of like political stuff or are there topics you won't touch necessarily as a comedian?
You know, I think I'm done with that. Like, I think I'm done not talking about politics or what, like when, you know, it's like people say like, oh, don't talk about, you know, we don't want politics. It's like, I don't care anymore. Like,
yeah.
If you can't handle me talking about, you know, Trump or whoever, it's like, you know, deal with it.
Stay
like
home.
It's a political figure. He's not, you know, he's not the Lord Almighty.
He's not off limits. So, right.
Yeah. So I'm kind of done with that whole thing of like, I don't want to get political. It's like, no, it's okay. You know, people, you can do whatever you want. So
yeah.
I think in the last year or so I've kind of just developed that of like, you know, when I'm done like tiptoeing around the issues or
right.
Not that I'm political, but I'm like, if I want to make fun of something, I'm going to make fun of this. If a political figure does something stupid, I'm going to call it out. I'm
right.
Just going to like avoid it. So
absolutely. Hey Tom, can you stick around for a few minutes? I'd love to talk to you a little bit about Bob Uecker.
Okay, for sure.
All right, fantastic. Tom Clark is here. We will have more with a few more minutes with Tom after Civic Media's award-winning news team keeps you informed. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Earl Ingram.
How will the incoming presidential administration impact you? We'll discuss with Sandy Williams following Monday's inauguration on Donald Trump.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
the scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Now president, once again, Donald Trump has set about unraveling President Biden's legacy, began signing executive orders.
Revoked nearly 80 destructive and radical executive actions of the previous administration, one of the worst administrations in history. Maybe the worst.
He froze the issuing of new regulations, asserted control over the federal workforce, and withdrew the U.S. from the Paris Climate Agreement. As one of his last official acts, President Biden issued preemptive pardons for more of his family.
You know why he did it while I was speaking? Because that way I couldn't speak about it. I was speaking. I didn't know he did it. I finished my speech, and they said, sir, he pardoned his whole family. I said, oh, can I go back out there and talk about it?
Voting unanimously, the Senate confirmed Marco Rubio as Trump's Secretary of State, 99-0. This is ABC News.
Local radio.